This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The countdown has begun. Find out only on Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to the all-new Rated R Safety Show. Today is December the 4th, which is Wednesday, day 338 of the year, and only 27 days left before it's all over with, ladies and gentlemen. So hopefully you're off to a great and fantastic midday of the week, or midpoint, however you want to look at it. But yes, 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 another lovely live Rated R Safety Show. If you're listening to us streaming to you live from safetyfm.com or safetyfm.live, oh yes, we're coming to you. So just so you'll be forewarned ahead of time, this is going to be the last show of the week. And what is the reasoning for me saying this is because after this, we're gone. And what do you mean we're gone? Going up to Canada. Have to go to Canada later this afternoon. So this is why you're getting an early edition of the Rated R Safety Show. So. I already had a lot of people contact me about the episode that we released earlier in the week about Internet Tough Guys. And I thought it was lovely, 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 lovely. And the reason that I say that I thought that it was lovely is because people contacted me because they were pissed off.
Duh.
Pissed off, I tell you.
Duh.
About me calling people out, especially the people that have, we'll say, bitched out and said that they were going to come onto the show and then decided that they were not going to come onto the show because they didn't want to argue their point.
Duh.
Anyways, I thought it was kind of funny.
Duh.
I did. But that's just the world that I live in. What about the world that you live in? What did you think? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Hey, love it or hate it, baby. But I'm here for you. So if you don't like it when I do stuff like that, you can tell me. I'll alter some of the stuff that we talk about because I'm here for you. This is the show. That was requested to come on to Safety FM for us to have a real life conversation about some of the shit shows that go on inside of the safety industry. Anyways, I'm seeing a lot of love out there in the safety world as of late. And what do I mean by that? I'm talking about people coming up the ranks here and sharing their stories about safety. And that's fantastic, okay? It's really fantastic that people are doing that. But let's make sure that some of these people that are coming out of the woodwork, that are sharing the love and that are sharing all of the information that they want to share, really have a good understanding of what is going on inside of the safety world. Anyways, let me get off of that version of the soapbox, because you know that it's only a version of the soapbox because we haven't still done the other part. And that's talking about the news. So let's get it started.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
More sarcasm than Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Well, taking it from the top, ladies and gentlemen, let's give you the hit list. Oh, yes, the hit list. Google's founding leadership is moving on. Alphabet CEO Larry Page said that he is stepping down as head of the research giant's parent company. The CEO of Google will take over the main job Sergey Brin, I believe is the name, is stepping down as president of Alphabet, and his role will not be replaced. In the statement, the pair said that it was a natural time to simplify our management structure. Brin and Page will stick around as board members, though, and together, they own the majority voting shares. Well, that's a good company to have a majority voting share for, wouldn't you think? Sorry about that. Had to take a nice little swig before we can continue on. So what do you think? Is this important to you? Is this safety messaging? I don't know. I always try to talk about some different things that are going on. And the reason that I talk about this is because I think that if you're an investor, because if you're investing your safety money that you're making, you want to be looking at what some of these big companies are doing. Let's continue anyways. Don't have too much fun in Wisconsin. What do I mean? It is illegal to throw snowballs on public property there, a statute that forbids to use of missiles, rocks, and arrows as deadly weapons, including snowballs. Oh, yes, are prohibited. But if you're horsing around, it's probably not the end of the world. The police department told the local CBS affiliate that they can't remember the last time that someone got in trouble for violating the anti-snowball ordinance in the area. What kind of bullshit is that? I can't throw a snowball? Come on, man. I hope this is not all of Wisconsin. I hope it's only part of it. Really, I hope it's no part of it. But man, what the hell? I can't throw a freaking snowball. Guess I won't be going to Wisconsin anytime soon. Anyways, American charitability has declined over the last two decades. In 2000, 66% of households reported giving to charity. By 2016, the most recent year to record, that the number was down to 54%. The study suggests the declining affiliations with religions has a lot to do with the stinginess. So, I don't know, do you actually give part of your income to charitable things that are out there? If you're not, you should. Give it some consideration. Donate time, donate money, if you can, because there are people that are out there, they're not as fortunate as you. And we always have to be able to share the love around as much as we can. Always take a look at that, as much as we can, because it's important. And I know that Tuesday was a charitable giving day yesterday, but I think this shit needs to be looked at more than once than just once a year.
Duh.
Because I think that people get too hung up on, oh, I'm only going to do it during this time of the year because it's important. A British study suggests that the average TV consumer will clock 78,705 hours in front of the tube during his or her lifetime. That's based on the average 3.5 hours a day, just over 1,200 hours a year. LG Electronics commissioned the study, which also found that people will watch 3,839 movies at home, 31,500 episodes of TV, 11,278 different TV series throughout their entire lifetime. Meanwhile, the 10 to buy new TVs, give once or twice every 6 years, the average household has two sets. Well, shit, I can tell you inside of my household, I'm thinking about it right now, I think we have like five or six. I don't know what the hell is wrong with us. Anyways, and there's not even that many people inside of this joint, but that's a whole other story. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? How many TVs do you have in your home? And how many hours do you spend a week watching TV? That's a lot of time sitting in front of the boob tube. I think you can do something else for that kind of programming. I mean, not programming. Sorry. Not what I meant. I mean, really, you could do something better with your time besides sitting in front of the TV. Unless that's something you like doing. That's up to you, of course. Let's continue. On June the 5th, a winning lottery ticket worth $14.6 million was sold in Arizona. But no one has claimed it. And on Monday, the 180-day waiting period ended and the ticket expired. So the money goes to the state-funded organization that advocates for abuse and neglect of children in court, among other noble suits. A CNN report says that there is $2.89 billion in unclaimed lottery prizes between July 2016 and June 2017. Worse, 167 prizes worth $1 million or more went on claim in the fiscal year of 2017. The worst offender in history, a total of $77 million jackpot sold in Georgia in 2011, and it was never picked up. Well. What do you think? Is that crazy or what, my friends? I look at it and go, holy guacamole. Because that's a lot of money to lose by not actually making the claim. Anyways, let's continue. In September, India's space program failed to softly put its Vikram lander on the moon. Now, after carefully studying photographs taken by the NASA Lunar Reconciliation... But the actual satellite, the lunar satellite that takes pictures of what's actually going on, an amateur analyst has identified the crash site. It impacted about 750 meters northwest of an intended site. So, that could get kind of strange, kind of creepy on what they can do going forward. Vitamin K could be the key of maintaining cognitive function, heart health, and mobility, the USDA reports, but men notoriously don't get enough of it. Today, I'm going to learn how to speak, apparently. That's two news stories that I botched back to back. That's what happens when you're in a live scenario, ladies and gentlemen, live. They say that the cup a day of dark vegetable is a good way to get the amount you need. Things like collard greens, kale, broccoli, spinach, and green beans. Wow. I have to tell you, I'd rather take a drink of some kind of vitamin juice or vegetable juice in this case instead of actually having to eat that shit. But that's just me. I'm not a vegetable lover. I have tried to do the vegan thing a couple of times and it just has not worked out in my wheelhouse. Anyways, Samoa is battling measles outbreak, forcing the government to shut the administrator offices last week. So far, 53 have died. More than 3,700 cases have been recorded. Schools have been shut down since November 17th, and children have been banned from any public gathering, whether infected or not. Holy crap, dude. Could you imagine all of a sudden being on lockdown, because of a measles outbreak? We had something like that go on in the U.S. I'm not even sure what would happen. It's quite crazy. Anyways, what's going on in your neck of the woods? Anything crazy going on with your safety standpoints as of late? Because I have to tell you, I've been seeing some crazy stuff online, but I'm not sure if we have enough time today to have that discussion. Maybe that's something for you to think about. You can always contact us, okay? If you go to Rated R Safety Show, that's Rated R Safety Show. You can give us some information. If you want to rant, you're always more than welcome on coming on to rant. I always tell people that, but I'm not going to read your rant. If you want to rant you personally, that's perfectly fine. Also, we've done some changes and we're now available at RatedRSafety.com. That's RatedRSafety.com. And that will give you the direct stream for the podcast. Anyways, before we continue on, let me give you the days of the year that you can celebrate today. So let's take it from the top. Extraordinary Work Team Recognition Day. International Cheetah Day. National Package Protection Day. National Sock Day. National Cookie Day. National Dice Day. Santa's List Day. Wear Brown Shoes Day. Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree Lighting Day. That's really a day. I thought it was just an event. Special Kids Day. And Wildlife Conservation Day. And last but not least, Women's Wednesday. I don't even know what that is. What is Women's Wednesday? I remember there was a show that used to have something else that was on Wednesday. It was like WOW. That's an opening Anthony reference, just in case you're familiar with that show. Anyways, it's been my pleasure being able to come to you and have this conversation today. Like I said, this will be the last episode for the week. Okay, so last episode for the week. Like I said, I will be heading up to Canada here right after the show. If you see me, hey, stop. Let's have a chat. Let's talk about some safety things going on. Because, you know, you never know when you might have that time to have those conversations. And I swear that I talk to people when I'm out and about, and I have some of the best conversations because of the input that they're giving me in regards of what's going on inside of the safety world. And I really love and enjoy having those conversations. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The countdown has begun. Find out only on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.